This is called The Projects Come Down. The bobcat hops two cement steps, grabs a door in three-pronged chops, rips it down, transports it raised to the pile of metal, glass, and wire. Yowling bobcat prowls next door, repeats the little jump, clutch, wrench. Guided by a jolly man who waves, the thing uproots a juniper whose sharp green smell cuts through dust a second or two, then fades beneath the reek of diesel fuel. "Shame about the trees," shouts the man. One block west, the buildings are gone, mammoth heaps of cracked concrete, bricks seem to have been planted, cables jut forth like antennae. An orange sponge, one blue angel's yellow wings glow amid the gray. Last week, I watched the SWAT team practice bashing doors, leaping from rooftops, sighting down gutters. At one apartment dressed in black, they raised a silver cylinder, high-tech battering ram, to the door again and again as it shook but did not open. A sign in the splintered window read, "Violence-free zone." Books teeter behind the wall, pillows, a high chair, hangers, stay. The machines move slowly, make less noise than you'd think. With the daintiness of circus elephants, they take rubble in their shovel jaws, transfer it from earth to truck. Others nudge walls gently twice, three times, till they cave, ceilings and rooftops settling on floors with crashing sighs and plumes of dust. The excavator rests atop a mound, purring or growling, with a sheet of plywood impaled on its tines like salad dangling from its chin. The man inside swings down for lunch. Demolition is ahead of schedule, as if the machinery couldn't wait to give the space back, make it vacant. The ground whose room might be enough, could we only settle in it.